Hey, this is a shout out to all pharmacy owners out there, your champions of your community during this pandemic. Your pharmacy is more important than ever before. There's a product out there I'd like you to take a look at. I'm talking about the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. For the same copay for your patients as pen needles alone, the UltiGuard Safe Pack provides 100 premium pen needles and a sharps container all in one. When pharmacies dispense the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. Check this product out today and let us know what you think. Go to www.UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. You can get a free sample pack on the website. Thanks for all you do as frontline healthcare providers. And thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Marketing and the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast, bringing you another episode on flu season marketing. Today, I have Chris and Susan with Medicap Pharmacy in Austin, Minnesota. How are you both doing today?
Good.
We're doing good. Thanks.
Awesome. Before we dive in, can you guys just give us a short background on each of your roles at Medicap?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. Hi, my name is Chris Meyer, and I'm a pharmacist at Medicap Pharmacy in Austin, Minnesota. I've been a pharmacist for almost 20 years. I've been at Medicap for, I believe it's going on 14, maybe 15. And so my role is specifically vaccinations. I do MTM, tinkered with compounding, do some of that. I'm a diabetic shoe fitter here at the store. And also, we've implemented within the last couple of years of doing some point of care services. So I guess I'm kind of the one that manages that. So we do strep testing, flu testing, we do cholesterol, blood glucose checks, and screens, and always looking to do more. And so that's my role. And along with me is Susan McShane. And Susan has taken on the role of doing a great job with marketing this year. So, Susan?
Yes, I am Susie McShane, and I have worked at Medicap for about 18 years. I am, first and foremost, I am a pharmacy technician. I am the lead tech. I'm also the pharmacy manager, so I take care of a lot of the ins and outs going on here. I do the marketing and having a fun time with that this year. And then I just kind of have a lot of fun little jobs that I do all around the store. That's my job.
Excellent. So today we're going to be kind of reviewing flu season marketing and how it's kind of evolved over the past few years, especially this year with COVID-19 being thrown into the mix. So to get started, just kind of looking at previous years, what did you guys in the pharmacy typically do to promote flu season?
Well, one of the big things that we've done consecutively year after year has been, we've always done a radio spot, and we've done in our local shopper, county shopper, we've always run an ad in there, or we've put an insert. But other than that, those have been, I mean, some bag stuffers, but what we've kind of done is we've kind of joined up with other organizations. And so we've always had a, for every flu shot, we've donated $1 back to a particular organization. So we've tried to pick different organizations every year. And so this is kind of like our sixth or seventh year.
Yeah.
And so we're, every flu shot this year is going to be going to the
Salvation Army.
And
awesome.
So, and then, so at the end of the year, we always do a check presentation with the director of that organization and, you know, what we've done. So, it always looking to do a good cause
right. And
keeping it local too.
Yeah. And especially this time of year with the COVID that we wanted to get to, a local and like a food shelf and that kind of thing for Salvation Army.
Very good choice. Absolutely. So have you guys done it much in terms of like flu clinic outreach to businesses and stuff?
Well, we have. And you know what? I think we've done a really good job of doing that every year. And we've had those businesses and groups of, you know, like people that live in specific housing areas, assisted living. I'm proud to say that they rely on us every year. And so, but one of the biggest, you know, and we're kind of working with Laura from GRX, it's tough because of just vaccine availability every year. Mm-hmm. So we want to promote going out and doing more in this way, but I don't always want to go overboard and making that commitment to go places because you just never know what's going to happen with your supply of flu vaccine. And last year was, again, another curveball, which we were delayed getting the high dose. So we really had to delay all our long-term care facilities, and we even had to turn people away here because we didn't have the vaccine, or I had to hold some back. So yes, we do. We maybe get into it just a little bit, take on just a little bit more every year, but we don't always hook, line, and sinker with it just because of that reason. And it's just a reflection back on us. So it's just, boy, it's just a tight balance. Would you have to agree?
Right. So, yes, I do.
Yeah, makes sense. So for this year, how would you say COVID-19 has changed how you guys have approached flu season? I guess, what are you doing differently this year compared to previous years?
Well, this year we are doing a new thing. We're making house calls, actually. So Chris is going to be going into people's homes and businesses and, you know, of course, wearing the proper protection. So we're going to go ahead and do that. It's a $15 house call. That doesn't matter how many people are going to be there, one or, you know, 15. So, yeah, we're going to do something like that. Of course, we're still doing scheduling a flu shots in the store and walk-in. But that's how we're going to kind of do a little different this year.
Yeah, we have a roster going. So, Kelly, what we're doing and just kind of going along with what Susan was saying there, so we have two rosters going right now. So we've been promoting, and we wanted to get the ball rolling early. So we've started radio a lot earlier this year promoting this. We've been running consistent ads. We've been putting it on our Facebook page, putting it on our website. Yeah. Susan's been working with Laura for bag stuffers. We're doing door knockers that are, when our delivery people are out and about, if they don't specifically, like on a block, and if they have time, we're going to have them put up door knockers around town. It's only within the city limits of Austin that we're going to be doing this. But how we're working this out is just because there's a lot of unknowns and there's a lot of moving parts to this, is that people can call in for one of two reasons. One, they can call in now to get on a roster so that if they want me to come out, when our vaccine arrives, then we have another young gal here, technician, mm-hmm. her name is Hannah, that puts her name down. She'll call them to gather all the information when the vaccine arrives. So, and then she'll get them on a day when I'm gonna be coming out to give the shot. Or we'll never turn away people from just coming in the store. And we're still promoting that, but we're trying to do it more in a organized fashion, just to try to minimize how many people we have in the lobby. Mm-hmm. So we're using a calendar method and scheduling people to come in. So again, we're not having too many people. And again, if that person just comes off the street where they haven't scheduled, we'll never turn them away. But just telling them that, hey, people have scheduled and that you're just going to have to wait your turn to get in for a flu shot this year.
Perfect. Awesome. So kind of thinking about, like you were saying, mentioned a couple of the different things of terms of technology that you've been utilizing. You know, I heard online scheduling and social media. Is there any other kinds of types of technology that you've kind of implemented this year to kind of help simplify either your messaging or, information dissemination or things like that?
Yeah, well, the other thing too is that, you know, with there's that what's called geofencing mm-hmm. that we're doing. So, you know, we have businesses and organizations that are being targeted here in town, so that, again, if people that are on their phone and they hit a certain, or they're looking something up, then we have an ad that's going to pop up, you know, mentioning what we're going to be doing. So that's something new that we're displaying. We're really trying to just, we're doing some in-store marketing. We actually just are in the midst of putting up a TV,
right.
And Susan's kind of taken the bull by the horns by actively promoting in-store mm-hmm. and our flu shots that we're doing and other vaccines.
We've done like on Facebook also, we've done different videos and got that moving. And on our website too, we're trying to push it on the website too.
Yeah, yeah. So we are trying to branch out and, you know, do more of the different type of social media. But I still think in our town of 25,000, word of mouth, I mean, we still have an older population. These people aren't always on these newer social media networks. So that's why we still tinker around with mm-hmm. the old fashioned newspaper, radio. And believe it or not, people that come in, hey, I just heard Chris on the radio the other day. So we still know that that is working. So that's always a balance for us. But having Susan here, that's been, again, really enjoying this has been helpful, because it's coming up with the ideas, but then it's implementing them, you know, and Susan's done a great job of implementing everything.
And, you know, I think because of what you said, we have an older community. I think the house calls is a really fun, not fun, but good thing to do. You know, it's kind of a throwback, and, you know, it gets us out there to kind of just, you know, get to know our community and be, you know, one-on-one with them. So I'm really looking forward to the house calls, actually.
Yeah, that should be awesome. So kind of, you know, we talked about a bunch of different stuff that you guys are doing within your community. Have you been communicating much with, like, prescribers in your area, letting them know that you're going to be doing these house calls, kind of, I don't know if you're specifically targeting the older demographic, but just being more available and accessible to them, especially, again, with COVID being thrown into the mix. I know a lot of people are kind of avoiding doctor's offices to avoid people who might potentially be sick. But have you been doing much communication with the prescribers in your area?
We haven't yet. I mean, we've definitely talked about it. And honestly, I believe we're going to go there. But no, we have not. And actually, and even to take that a step further, and the one thing about it is that it's not just with the physicians, but I guess it's been on my mind too, to probably even let other pharmacies know in our area. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, where we all feel like it's gotten to be such a competitive market.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, when you see Hy-Vee that's promoting, you know, get this if you get a flu shot. I mean, it's going to be so competitive where, long story short, we're all a healthcare team. Mm-hmm. And we're all just trying to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And I think for this year, for sure, because now we have symptoms of COVID-19 and symptoms of influenza that are shared with each other. So we really want to try to eliminate the potential. And so it's, yes, sharing with the doctors, that's our plan to do, but also sharing with the pharmacies too, because I'm sure they have people that don't want to go out, don't want to risk it. But yet again, inevitably, the entire goal is to try to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
Yeah, that sounds great. So, you know, just kind of thinking about the last few years, there's been kind of a resurgence of, I'm going to say, misconceptions regarding the influenza vaccine. I'm sure you guys have heard them all of, you know, I don't get it because it doesn't work. I don't get it because it gave me the flu one time, things like that. So have you guys seen much in terms of immunization pushback in your area? And if so, I guess, how have you kind of addressed that and handled that?
Yes, we have. And, you know, it's the same theories, you know, continue year after year. We hear the same.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just always trying to be as, for me, scientific as possible, and letting people know the true evidence, but being honest too. I mean, it seems like these years just blend all together. I think the the efficacy rate last year was maybe like less than 40%. So it's not that good, but yet still eliminating that chance of getting the flu, you know, even that much, right. Is it still worth it because of the high potential of what really could happen, especially if you have underlying issues, yeah. You know, I still think it's still worth it. But, you know, the one thing is that we've really, with our technology and the types of vaccines that are out there, you know, there's now egg-free vaccines. So yeah. Those people that have always said, oh, you know what, I can't have it because I have an egg allergy, or I've always gotten sick because of, for this reason. Mm-hmm. You know what, we've offered them that alternative vaccine, and believe it or not, they tolerate it just fine. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. Or, you know what, maybe it's just, it's the pharmacist's approach to doing it. Just that simple getting ready and getting them, it's the anticipation of giving that flu shot. Everybody has so much anxiety, yeah. About getting a simple little shot. So maybe as a pharmacist, it's just changing your, we're all pros. Yeah. We're all pros. Changing your technique, changing just how you go into giving that shot to make people more right. Relaxed,
yeah.
To make it more fun and enjoyable. And I'm going to just, this is my little story that Sue didn't bring up from last year. After every shot, we had a sucker display, right. Of lollipops. And what we did is that we painted or colored a different color to each one of those lollipops. Well, you know what? People knew that they were going to get a lollipop and potentially win a prize after they got their flu shot. We had more kids and more adults that thought that this yeah. Was so fun to do that, you know what, it just, again, erased that right. Anxiety part out about getting a flu shot and getting them ready to getting a lollipop yeah. And potentially winning a prize. And right. I don't even remember, it was either a gift card. We had just some bag stuff or yeah. Little fun yeah. Things to give out. But you know what? People love that.
Right.
And in the end, it was like, and what means so much as a pharmacist is that didn't even hurt.
No.
I really want to come back to you again yeah. Next year because you give such a good flu shot. Mm-hmm. That's what counts, you
right.
Know?
So, yeah. That's what they're
going to read but for. It's changing that whole angle of
yeah.
The pharmacist and how they approach and give a
right.
Flu shot.
That's awesome. That's so cool that you guys did that. So kind of thinking about like that specifically, as well as, you know, some of the other marketing ideas that you guys have mentioned, of the things that you have done, what would you say has had the most response from your patients and your community?
As far as marketing?
Yeah, in terms of, yeah, like what marketing have you done that's been, I guess, that has had the biggest, you know, effect essentially. So are people more excited about those suckers and winning the prizes? Have people been more excited about the specific cause that you guys are donating to? I guess, what would you say that you've done that has resonated most just kind of throughout your patients?
Well, I think we did have a good response last year on the cause that we were giving the money to for the flu vaccine. It was the Warrior Wagon last year. And so that was a really good cause, and it made everybody feel really good just to give to that. So mm-hmm. that was really,
you know,
positive.
Yeah, you know, every year we kind of set a goal. We do, at least I do for our staff. And,
yeah, yeah.
And what we want to try to achieve for ourselves and what we do for flu shots. And I guess, Kelly, you know what? I've been doing this for 20 years. And thinking about almost 20 years. And so going back almost 20 years ago, and if I'm a pharmacy that's just starting to get my feet wet into vaccinations, so thinking about what I would do, and I think that's kind of where you're going for these people, what's really going to get people hooked, you know, in a good way that's going to make it a good positive year. I'm just going to say, number one, As a pharmacy that's getting into it or just kind of starting, don't set your goals too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just have goals that you know that you have a really good chance of achieving. And I think what the biggest thing is businesses. I do really think that's a positive thing, because if you go into a business, everybody loves that because it's convenient. They don't have to leave work.
Right.
Like, you know, most of the time bosses let that 15 or 20 or 30 minutes go by. so they can let their, because you know what, in the end, it's good for the business as well.
Right.
To do that. But you get that repeat of those businesses. And you know what? It's almost the word of mouth from that that has helped us in achieving more businesses, because it's been one dental office that has talked to another dental office that, hey, Chris Meyer from Medicap's come in. And pretty soon, I mean, 10 years ago, I wasn't even promoting dental offices. They were just calling me because they had heard of other dental offices coming and get it, or get me having coming in and doing that. And so, but I think radio has always been a good one. Radio is expensive, but I do think that if you think about your return on your investment, I think radio has been a good one. I think Shopper's always been a good one for us too. We've done an insert every year promoting this. We've always run some little coupon ads promoting our flu shot during the month of October, whether it be in like a diabetic sock sale. And so it's almost, and this year we're doing like some CBD promotion. Yeah. So it's kind of like tying in one promotion with your flu shot promotion to get just people into your store and that sort of thing. But I think those have been the biggest, biggest things for us. But we really are pushing social media, because that's where the younger crowd is at now. Everybody's on their phone, everybody's on their tablet, and we need to change with that. So right now I would have to say our Facebook, when it comes to newer marketing, is what's really that's working for us. Seeing how many thumbs up or how many stars we're like, getting is a positive thing.
That's awesome. Perfect. All right. Well, I guess, is there any other kind of final thoughts that you guys wanted to share before we wrap up?
I don't know.
No, I mean, flu season has always really, really been big around here. And I'll have to say that I always look forward to it. I always, it's stressful at times, but I just like getting together with the community and getting them in here and seeing everybody. And just, you know, I'm really liking our house calls promotion this year. I just think it's a really good thing for the community, especially this time with the COVID. And I just, it's a fun time. I hate to say a fun time getting flu shots, but it is. It's a good time just to see our pharmacy work together and help the community out like this.
Yeah. And I think to take it, it is a fun time, and we make it a fun time.
Yeah, we do.
You have to make it a fun time, because by the time, and we always go into this, that by the time the end of January gets here, I mean, everybody here is out of gas. You are just wiped.
And I
don't want to go off, you know, on too much of a tangent here, but the most important thing is that, one, the credibility of your staff and trusting all your staff, and just knowing that everybody's kind of got to step up their game to make this happen. And the one thing in our profession, in pharmacy, specifically as an independent community pharmacy, is that you're trying to always do more with less. Right, Sue?
Definitely.
And so it's about a step, having a good workflow, having those people here that are going to be, again, credible, here every day.
Team players,
because in the end, everybody's going to get grumpy because it is a long season. But the thing is that what you're doing for the public and what you're doing for your own store, those are the best two things that I think make you feel good in the end. And I guess seeing your boss's smile on his face after it's all said and done, that's probably number three, but that's what makes it worth all the while.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris and Susan, for joining me today. And thank you so much for all of your insight. Really appreciate you taking some time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
All right. For more information on flu marketing and other marketing services, you can visit www.grxmarketing.com, and be sure to listen to our other episodes of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast.